We're speaking with John Hart, who's the development director at the Small Business Development Office with the City of Battle Creek. John, thanks so much for taking time to speak with us.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Your office has launched the new Eats BC service during the COVID-19 pandemic. What exactly is that?
Eats BC is an online platform for local businesses. We call community of Battle Creek, not determined by the city limits, but by what people consider the community. It's a place where businesses that are producing food or restaurants, anyone with a licensed establishment, can put up their product for sale, for pickup at this point. If they have delivery service, they can also list that as an option as well.
Why did your agency feel it was a good idea to start this at this time?
Well, you know, reacting to COVID-19 and the executive orders to you know, stay in place, stay safe, stay at home, and managing, you know, groups of people getting together and basically determining that restaurants can stay open, but they should do pickup or delivery. We knew that this was going to be put a huge demand and pressure on restaurants to adapt to this new normal. So we got together with a task group to try to figure out how we can remedy some of the issues. We pulled in locally a web designer, software designer, IT specialist, IT folks from my staff, and local restaurateur to start to look at what kind of applications are out there. We knew there were plenty of third-party applications, but those were quite expensive. So we started to look at what could we do locally, what could we craft that would minimize fees and create a vibrant marketplace for all of the Battle Creek businesses if they chose to participate.
Some listeners may be familiar with apps like Grubhub or Uber Eats, but this is somewhat different from those, correct?
It is. I mean, it's, you know, it's the platform is similar, where the restaurants and food producing businesses, you know, log in, establish account, upload their menus, put in whether they have delivery or if it's pickup only. So they operate that way similarly. But we only charge a 3.1% fee for the payment gateway for processing the payment, and that's it. Otherwise, we have established this as this online marketplace for these businesses to advertise themselves. And then what's different between that and what traditionally communities would do, often communities, visitors, bureaus, websites would have businesses listed, but there wouldn't be any way to formally engage that business and make that purchase. And so, and there also wouldn't be a real good way to keep it up live, you know, in real time. And this, because the restaurant is participating and taking orders, it forces everyone to sort of keep it up to date. Because you are going to gain something from participating, you know, on this site as a restaurant. So, or a food producer. We've got other folks that are also, we do a lot of counseling with small business. We've got some people that will be coming online that are functioning out of commissary kitchens or licensed kitchens, sort of home occupations, that kind of stuff, that they're able to sell their products there as well. So it's not just bricks and mortar restaurants. It could also be someone else that is involved with food that has sort of adapted themselves now to cater to people. We have one person in particular operating out of the Battle Creek area that you can order your food from them all week long. They make deliveries on Sundays. So someone like that could participate in this site as well.
So someone like, say, the operator of a food truck, for example.
Yeah. Yep. That's a good example. A food truck. Someone who prepares foods in a licensed kitchen and normally sells them, you know, at farmers markets and things like that. As long as they're licensed to sell in that manner, then and they're food oriented, we would gladly have them on the site because that's sort of all part of the food ecosystem, right? And this is not just for COVID-19 at this point. I mean, that's why we developed it, and it, you know, we developed it within a 30-day period because we knew we needed to have an outlet for people. But it's also, as I mentioned, this is a directory for the future. This is kind of We know that people get online and want to make orders online and investigate places to eat, things to do when you're visiting a community. So this will be that directory. That's what we hope it will become.
Is it unusual for a city government or a local government agency to have this kind of service, or are you part of a growing trend?
Well, again, I think we recognize the need, right? There wasn't, at the time, the third party sort of providers, like you mentioned, Grubhub and such, those fees were upwards of 10% for pickup and 25% for delivery. That cost had to be, a 25% cost couldn't just be put on the customer, right? They wouldn't use the service. So the business would take on half of that in a lot of cases. And so that drives the cost up for the business, drives the cost up for the customer. Eventually, you know, that platform doesn't work for everyone. So there was only us, you know, here to sort of step up as a community, as a liaison for business between city and business owners to sort of provide this service in the absence of it. And it's not unlike, like I mentioned, not unlike something we would already do in a printed version or an online version. This just adds another element of e-commerce, right? So that's what makes it even more fulfilling to do. And it doesn't replace any other systems. People are still operating on those other delivery systems. If they don't have the drivers, they still have their own websites that you can order on. This is just one more tool. It's not just this tool. It's this plus, you know, your other operations, your marketing in newspapers and your own websites and delivery services. So we're not replacing anything. We're just enhancing the environment.
Are you getting a lot of traction, interest from restaurants in the area?
Yeah, I would say we are. We started this March 18th, and then the following day, we all sort of run our orders to, you know, work from home, and we continued to work through it. We started a couple platforms. We investigated a couple platforms to base this off of. Those sort of, through trial and error, kind of failed. We picked the third one, and by Easter had a sort of a beta-tested site that the following week we then got a few restaurants on and then had people make some orders quietly. Did the press release a few days back, I think last Friday. And since then, we've had more than 20 restaurants sort of log into the system and start the process on top of the dozen that we already have, six in the queue, and there's now seven, I think, on site. And then we have, as of yesterday, we had 70 individuals logged in to actually make purchases. So in order to get on the site and, you know, make an order, you have to create an account. And we've got 70 of those folks. So I'd say we're off to a pretty good start.
And if someone does want to give this a try, how do they do that?
Yeah, you go out to eatsbc.com, and it's mobile friendly at this time. We're also working on an app. But at this time, you go out there either on your laptop or device, tablet, or phone, log into the site. There's the upper right-hand corner. You can log in if you're going to make purchases. And then you just follow the prompts and put in your payment method. And then you can just, like you're shopping online, you just start putting, you go to the restaurant you like and you start putting items in your cart. And then you check out. Pretty familiar path as anyone takes when they get online to make purchases. And then if you're a restaurant, you go to the bottom of the page and you can register as a restaurant. And it usually takes, depending on how large your menu is and that sort of thing, it takes 3 to 4 days probably to get through the verification of the payment gateway and get all your menu logged in and then get on the system. So I super appreciate all the efforts by our local designers and software and web page designers and IT folks. We had, again, Ministry Design was early on in helping us sort of vet the idea. CorePHB actually launched the site for us, and Jonic IT is John Galbraith, an IT specialist that's in Battle Creek downtown, is doing all our work with the individuals to help them get through launching their restaurant on the site at this point. So I'm super excited that these are all local people. We also had the graphics done by a local designer. So this is all homegrown, and we're excited to be here and to be able to help promote businesses. It's a strange time now that we're working through, and it'll be a slow rollout, probably getting back to normal. And this site should help us sort of continue to market those food producers.
John Hart is the development director at the City of Battle Creek Small Business Development Office. John, thanks again for taking time to speak with us.
Well, thanks for reaching out to us.